Mr. Dutton, I'm hearing a lot of sentiments expressed by the likes of yourself and Scott Morrison that are echoing the sentiments that I heard on this program from Queensland LNP MPs and ministers before the last before the election on Saturday night, and we all know the result there.
Well, we all know the result in relation to Kevin Rudd and Julia Gillard. That's well documented, and people who challenge first-term prime ministers, it doesn't always work out for them. And I think the Australian public have a sense of fair go. They want to hear from their prime minister that he's made mistakes, he's willing to admit it, and he can move on from it. Now, I don't know that the parallels are there with Queensland. There are lots of lessons for us to learn from Queensland. I think the most important point is that we're listening to the criticisms of the federal government over recent months, and the prime minister said that he wants to act on those. And I think he should now be given the opportunity to demonstrate that he can put his words into action. And I think that's what most Australians would believe is a fair go, and then they can make their judgment after that. But to make a speech, a significant speech, and then to have it undermined from day one, I think is not helpful. And I don't think it's going down any different path other than what we saw with Rudd and Gillard. And I don't want to see our country return to that chaos. I want to see our economy firing so that we can help families, so that we can help small businesses. I sit on the National Security Committee with the Prime Minister. We are dealing with terrorism threats. We're dealing with people smuggler threats every day. And I think people, if they saw the Prime Minister in that environment, would be very proud of the strength of his leadership. And they are all measures that people will need to weigh up at the time of the next election. But at the moment, the opportunity is to allow the Prime Minister to demonstrate that he's listened, he's made mistakes, and he's acting upon it.
Paul Kelly in The Australian, who is, you would argue, no friend of Labor's and is a keen supporter of Tony Abbott, says today that the Liberal Party is now consumed by self-interest, rivalry and anger. How do you respond to that sort of criticism?
Well, I think Paul, the first point is that I think Paul Kelly is a balanced journalist, and I think your tongue-in-cheek description of his allegiances might not be quite on the mark, Patrick. I mean, he's a preeminent journalist, and I think he calls it how he sees it.
Sure. And there was no criticism. I was not trying to be critical of him, but he, the Australian newspaper, and Paul have aligned themselves with the Liberal Party. That's a fact. And now, someone of Paul Kelly's stature, knowledge, certainly internal knowledge of the government as well, is said that it's consumed by self-interest, rivalry and anger. I mean, that's...
My judgment is that that The Australian and other newspapers had a gutful of the Rudd-Gillard-Rudd years, the amount of debt that was racked up, dysfunction. They didn't support that. Fair enough. I don't think it was in our country's best interest for that to continue. And I think the fact is, at the moment, that we've got the Prime Minister that said that he's learnt from his mistakes. We've made some, we all have, and that the government is on a new direction this year. The consensus from the Cabinet meeting yesterday was one of strong support for the Prime Minister. And the fact is that the Prime Minister said that he's not going to stand down. Those that might be contenders have said that there is no contest. And I don't see any opportunity in pulling the Prime Minister down for the sake of it. I think that is destructive, and I think it ultimately returns to Bill Shorten becoming Prime Minister, which is not in Queensland's interest, it is not in Australia's interest. It might well be in the union's interest. The boats may well start up again. There's people smugglers will be happy about it, but it is not in our country's best interest, and that's why I'm fighting to make sure that we can continue to be a good government, because we did have good wins. We scrapped the carbon tax, we stopped the boats, all of that, which is what the Australian people asked for in the 2013 election. But yes, we've made mistakes, and the Prime Minister made a mistake in relation to the Prince Philip issue. He's admitted that, and we've all had that feedback. We've listened to it, but he's now said that he's got a different course to chart in 2015, and I think we should allow him to do that.
Okay. Peter Dutton, look, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Patrick. Cheers, mate.
Peter Dutton, the Immigration Minister, a Queenslander, being, well, not necessarily critical, but certainly, I suppose, putting his Queensland colleagues in their place.